Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. So I do appreciate Pastor. We got to appreciate Pastor for all of his studying. And he does, and working. So always pray for him, because I tell you what, just coming up with one lesson is hard enough. And so we appreciate you, Pastor. So he might not say thank you for teaching after I'm done. No. I hope I don't put you to sleep. Is the air conditioner on? No. Let's just read the old chapter. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of Thessalonians. We're going to be chapter 1 verse. We'll just read chapter 1 all through. Which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in the power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men ye were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. From you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned from God to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the day you've given us. We thank you for delivering us from that wrath to come, Lord. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, Lord, and paid what we couldn't pay ourselves. And Lord, we just pray now that you bless this time. Be with me. Let it all be of you and not of myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thessalonians. I like this chapter here, and I want to go to verse 7 here. It says, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Thessalonians, Paul is a short missionary trip. I think it was 3 weeks, 3 Sabbath days he preached before persecution came. And I was thinking about persecution as the devil always thinks he's doing the job, but then Paul moves on and goes preach somewhere else, and more people get saved. Amen. So that's a blessing. When, you know, when persecution comes, don't get discouraged. Just know God's in control of it all. Amen. But the Thessalonians, heavy idol worship. They worshiped idols. Paul, you know, brought the gospel. They had become believers, and now they were examples to all that believe in Macedonia. There's characteristics of to believers, and there's 3 characteristics that I want to touch on. Here is the remembering the work of faith and the labor of love and the patience of hope. 3 things that should be in our lives. 3 things that should be in a striving church. A church that is on fire for the Lord. Amen. And so let's remember Thessalonians had evidence of true salvation. Amen.
Amen.
First they had the work of faith. They turned, let's go to verse 9. Here it says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols. They turned from God to idols. They repented. Work of faith is repentance. Amen.
Amen.
Change of mind, change of heart. In penitence, you have a contrite heart now. You know, you realize you sinned against a holy and righteous God, and you're wicked. That's repentance. There's a change. That's a lot of us came from. I didn't come from a religious home. My mom and dad never went to church. The only time I was in church was weddings. My uncle did take me to church. My great uncle did, and I was blessed for that because they did preach the gospel there, from what I can remember. So I was a seed that was planted in me. But anyway, some come from a religious background. I know Brother Kurt said he came from a strong Lutheran background. So, you know, we all have a story, amen? Some kind of religion. Maybe we were our God ourselves. Yeah. We were in charge of our own lives, right. You know. So they turn from to God from idols, amen? Acts 26:11. God, I really like this, and this is what should happen when we get saved, amen? Let's go to Acts 26:11. That's what Jesus said. Paul's talking. Let's just start verse 15 here, Acts 26, verse 15. And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness of both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee." Here's verse 18. It says, "To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Amen. That's true repentance. Amen? That's what should happen in our lives. Amen? We turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that we may receive the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's what's in Christ Jesus. Amen. "Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto heavenly vision, but showed first unto them at Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." There should be works meet for repentance, amen? There should be a change in our life, amen? Some it happens drastically, and some it happens gradually, but there should be that change in our life, amen? That's true repentance. Paul, he went from persecuting Jesus and his followers to preaching Christ crucified and the gospel to all the world, to all that the world who would believe, amen? There was a change in Paul's life, amen?
Right.
There was a change in my life. I went from serving Dave and carousing and all kinds of stuff to taking God's name in vain to praising God's name, amen? There should be a change in our life, amen? Should be that change. Should be that fruit. Fruits meet for repentance. Amen. Paul had a work of faith. We see that. He said I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Amen. He said, "But I showed him first to them at Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all of Judea. And then to the Gentiles that should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." He was obedient. He had a work of faith. Amen?
Amen.
We know that we're not saved by works. Amen. But faith produces works in us, right? Amen.
Amen.
Do work for meat for repentance. We see that with John the Baptist told that to. Let's go to Matthew 3:8. Let's go to verse 5. And then went out to him Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees, Sadducees, come to be to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He says, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Amen. There be a change. There should be a work in our life, right? They were believing in verse 9. He says, think not to say within yourselves, I have Abraham. I have my Catholic religion. I have my baptism. I'm a good person. There's a lot of things we could they're trusting in. Amen. But I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. So he approached him. Works meet for repentance. Like you said, we're not saved by works, right? But we're saved unto good works. Amen. Right. Let's go to James 2:14. These are all familiar passages, but it's always good to go over them. Amen.
Amen.
James 2:14 says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. It's like this. Hey, I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm praying for you. I see your need, but hey, I'm praying for you. I got $20 in my pockets, but hey, I'm praying for you, man. Anyway, he said, depart in peace, be warm, filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. I say, thou hast faith, and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. A lot of people say they believe. What do you believe? Yeah, the devils believe too. They're not going to heaven either. Faith without works. I was thinking about it. Basically, it's putting God's word into action. Amen. Noah put God's word into action. You know, God said, build the ark. He didn't say, later. I got something else to do. You know, by faith, you know, his works. God, you put God's word into action. Amen. We see that in verse 8 here. Let's go back there. Thessalonians. You know, faith cometh by hearing and by the hearing of God. How can we add, you know, it says it is possible to please God without faith. You know, it's you got to have works. Amen. Works of faith. Verse 8 here, it says, they turn from idols. They turn to God from idols, and then they to serve the living and true God. They became a servant. They labored, amen? God didn't save us. God hasn't saved us just to go to heaven, amen? He saved us to serve, right? And that's between you and God, where God wants us to serve. Some will be pastors. Some will be piano players. Some will be pastors' wives. We all have a place, amen? That's between you and God to figure that out. It ain't, sometimes we can tell people what they should do, but that's between God and them. Amen. So it's between you. What does God have for you to do? We need to labor. Amen. They labored in the Garden of Eden, right? They didn't just sit around, have grapes. You know, before the fall of man, that they were laboring, right? Amen. So we need to labor too, right? Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Amen. Jesus, our Savior, wiped clean the feet of the disciples. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we think we can be that. Well, I don't have enough time. I don't know. But they also, they served a living God, laborers of love. Sometimes a labor of love isn't always, sometimes I'm not doing it because I don't like it. We do it because we love, you know. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night to clean my kids' bed because they threw up all over the place. I didn't like it, but I loved them to clean them up, to, you know, comfort them. You know, you love, there's a labor of love, right? Amen? God just doesn't say, like I said, he doesn't save us for heaven. He saves us for service. The word love is a verb. It's action, amen?
Right.
The same action that God showed us. In John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God proved his love by going to the cross, amen? He didn't just say, I love you. By the way, find your own way. Jesus showed us the same love when he went to the cross and counted it all joy, amen? For a sinner like you and me, knowing he commended his love toward us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. He died for somebody? That are just rotten, no good sinner? Mm-hmm. I think in my life, I wouldn't die for somebody like me. I praise God that he did. Amen?
Amen.
That same love should want us to labor for love. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's turn to Matthew 22:37. God gives us some labors of love here. Jesus talking about the commandments, which is a man asked him, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So, and this is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. Think about love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. When you think about it, it's God, Jesus, others, yourself. Amen? Sometimes we get that backward. We put it ourselves, God, others. But if you look at that, it says J-O, Y is joy. There's a reason why God, Jesus said, deny yourself,
right.
Take up your cross daily and follow me. I mean, he knew that we'd have to deny ourselves, amen?
Right.
I think we're sometimes our biggest enemy. So, love the Lord. How is our love for the Lord? Lord said he wants people to be saved, amen? He wants the gospel to be preached. Do we love the Lord? Go to that person, to that sinner, that person that takes his name in vain every day. Are we willing to share the gospel with them, amen? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We see that in Matthew 4, or John 14, 15. Matthew 5, 43. Are we willing to love the unlovable? It's hard, amen? You have heard it that in it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that which despitefully use you and persecute you. See that labor of love, that word labor, it also means troublesome, weariness. There's going to be the labor of love. There's going to be weariness, amen? There's going to be troublesome. We see that. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. There's going to be persecution,
right.
Amen? To share the love of God. There will be persecuted. Paul, he experienced it in Thessalonians. Thessalonica, he got kicked out, beat. I mean, he experienced a lot of labor of love, a lot of weariness, amen? Do we love the unlovable? Let's go to Romans 12. Well, let's go down here, though. I'm going to keep reading this. Verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? So basically, it's easy to love somebody that loves you, right? But he says, where's your reward? But if you love the unlovable, there's a reward, amen? Right. Amen? Romans 12. It says, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. This isn't all men. Not just some, but all, right? Amen? If it be possible, as much as he lieth in you, live what? Peaceably with all men. Amen? That's just the one you like. It says all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We got to have patience there. Amen? God's going to repay. Amen? He's in control. It's God. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I like that verse. Every time I'm driving down the road, somebody's honking at me. God gives me that verse. Yeah, there's nothing worse than somebody honking. I mean, I can see if I was sitting there for an hour or 10 minutes or 5 minutes at a light, but as soon as that light turns green, all of a sudden somebody goes, it's like, it's like impatient. You go to Chicago, it's even worse. I tell you, they're really impatient. Anyway, that's a labor of love, amen? Loving your enemy. There's weariness in that. There's weariness in loving your child, a wayward child, amen? A lot of weariness in that. But it's still a labor of love. Love on them, amen? Love on that unlovable person. God will bless you, amen? It'll bring you joy. How about brotherly love? Let's go John 13:35. Gotta love the brethren, amen? It's another thing I have a hard time with is, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't really want to hang around brothers and sisters in Christ. They're all freaks. They're all weirdos. It's like, what? No, they're not. They're our brothers in Jesus, amen? We're all weirdos, right? Amen? Well, we're peculiar people, amen? John 13:35 says, by this ye shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Before I got saved, I had no desire to be in church, amen? I had no desire to be around Christians because the light of Christ shined in my dark and wicked life. You know, I didn't want that. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil.
That's right.
Isn't because I see a lot of times I've seen one guy write on this page. You know anybody, Keanu West? Is it Keanu West? He supposedly came to Christ.
Kanye.
That's it. And he...
Famous rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Got all of his albums?
Oh.
Anyway, he posted something about Kanye West coming to Christ, and some people say it's fake, and I pray he did.
Yeah.
You know, I pray he did. I pray God uses him in a mighty way. I pray he turns from his old life, amen, unto God's life, amen. But anyway, he said, people in a church, or I don't know, it talks about the reason people don't come to church is because we're scholars and we make people feel uncomfortable. And if Kanye West makes my son praise the name of Jesus in a song, you know, more power to it. It's like, well, no, the Holy Spirit should, amen? But anyway, you know, we have a bad rap. I ain't going to church with a bunch of hypocrites there. Well, yeah, yeah, we all are. I'm glad you recognize that. And we'll all agree with you, amen? But, this brother, that's what I'm getting back to. I've got on a rabbit trail. Brotherly love. As soon as I got saved, there's brotherly love, amen? A lot of people in your life, God puts in your life to grow, amen, to encourage you to, I praise God for that. So, how about our brotherly love? It isn't because we have said the same thing in common that would be called a social club, right? Amen? I don't love my brother because we both like the Huskers. Then we got Brother Carl over here liking the Hawkeyes. Now, we love the brethren because we're brothers in Christ, amen? And we have differences, right, amen? But we don't want a social club, right, amen? We're peculiar people. That's why I always thought God laid in my heart, there was a missionary I didn't see eye to eye with when I was in Michigan, and he got under my skin. But God laid on my heart to learn from him. There's something good that I need to learn from him. And that's how I got along with him. And he was a brother in Christ, and he was serving God, amen? But see, I could have used that, let my flesh switch that, and just say, I don't like you, and I'm not going to hang around you. But God laid that on my heart. And there's something you can learn from this guy. Amen. So, anyway, brotherly love. I know we have busy lives. We live in a busy world. Everybody's going to and fro. It's crazy. We can think of one another away from church. Like praying for one another. We've seen that Paul, he prayed for the Thessalonians. Amen. Pray for one another. Pray for that brother in Christ. Lift him up. Or do we see a brother in need? Be there for him. Break away from that busy life we have. I know, I can get in, I can be there, right? I can get too busy in my life. We think it's good, and it could be bad. Let's go to Galatians. Talks about the brothers in Christ, 6:10, Galatians 6:10. Let's go down to 6:9. Because here it says, let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing, amen. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, amen. All men. Didn't just say your friend. It says all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The brothers in Christ, amen. Labor of love there. There again, the labor means weariness, troublesome, and labor. We'll experience some troubles and weariness, loving the Lord. And like I said, Paul experienced a lot of that. He experienced a lot of weariness. And let's go to Hebrews 4:11. But he never gave up hope. Amen. It'll be worth it all. Amen. That wasn't the one I wanted. Well, let's go there. Let us labor, therefore, to the inner, into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. It'll be worth it. God says he'll remember our love. It says he'll remember our labor. Amen. And that's the one I was going to write down.
Hebrews 6:10.
Hebrews 6:10. Thank you. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen. We have desire that every one of you show the same diligence and full assurance of hope unto the end. Amen. Which brings us to patience of hope. Patience of hope. This is hope that was for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. They're living in the hope of his immediate return. Amen. All believe that Jesus would return then. Amen. And we also in our lives are waiting for God's return. Amen. For his appearing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm waiting for it. I pray it comes in my lifetime. If not, we'll be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. See this? It was alluded through the whole epistles. James 5:7 says, let's go to James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and later rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. Again, patience brings, hope brings patience. Amen. We have hope. The appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, it'll be worth it. We can't wait for Christ. I can't wait for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And this is not my home. I have to remind myself every day when I get involved in, you know, the rat race. But what a day that will be. Amen. Here, Paul, at the end here, Paul talks about grace in 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 13:13 here. He touched on this chapter of love here. It says, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen. Hope, faith, charity. Church of Thessalonica had characteristics of hope, faith, and charity. Amen. I hope to say that one of us, is that evident in our life? Do we have a work of faith? Do we have a love, labor of love? Do we have a patience of hope? Is our church, this New Haven Baptist, can people see that in New Haven Baptist Church? Can they see that? I was thinking about that. Can people see that in our lives? Can people say there's something different about us without us telling them that we're a Christian? Do we have to tell them we're a Christian for them to see that? Let's pray. Father God, we're thankful for your love. We thank you for your word. I think we could have take your word and apply it to our lives, Lord. We thank you for changing our lives. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for the cross. And we just pray now that you bless today. Be with the pastor as he brings forth your word this morning and this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.